What he had to do now was to make something that would reach down from his own balcony to Mrs. Silver's balcony and pick up a tortoise. This was not difficult for a mechanic like Mr. Hoppy. First, he made two metal claws or fingers, and these he attached to the end of a long metal tube. He ran two stiff wires down inside the tube and connected them to the metal claws in such a way that when you pulled the wires, the claws closed, and when you pushed them, the claws opened. The wires were joined to a handle at the other end of the tube. It was all very simple. Mr. Hoppy was ready to begin. Mrs. Silver had a part-time job. She worked from noon until 5 o'clock every weekday afternoon in a shop that sold newspapers and sweets. That made things a lot easier for Mr. Hoppy. So, on that first exciting afternoon, after he had made sure that Mrs. Silver had gone to work, Mr. Hoppy went out onto his balcony armed with his long metal pole. He called this his tortoise catcher. He leaned over the balcony railings and lowered the pole down onto Mrs. Silver's balcony below. Alfie was basking in the pale sunlight over to one side.
"Hello, Alfie," Mr. Hoppy said. "You are about to go for a little ride."
He wiggled the tortoise catcher till it was right above Alfie. He pushed the hand lever so that the claws opened wide. Then he lowered the two claws neatly over Alfie's shell and pulled the lever. The claws closed tightly over the shell like two fingers of a hand. He hauled Alfie up onto his own balcony. It was easy. Mr. Hoppy weighed Alfie on his own kitchen scales just to make sure that Mrs. Silver's figure of 13 ounces was correct. It was. Now, holding Alfie in one hand, he picked his way carefully through his huge collection of tortoises to find one that first of all had the same colour shell as Alfie's and secondly weighed exactly 2 ounces more. 2 ounces is not much. It is less than a smallish hen's egg weighs. But you see, the important thing in Mr. Hoppy's plan was to make sure that the new tortoise was bigger than Alfie, but only a tiny bit bigger. The difference had to be so small that Mrs. Silver wouldn't notice it. From his vast collection, it was not difficult for Mr. Hoppy to find just the tortoise he wanted. He wanted one that weighed 15 ounces exactly on his kitchen scales, no more and no less. When he had got it, he put it on the kitchen table beside Alfie, and even he could hardly tell that one was bigger than the other. But it was bigger. It was bigger by 2 ounces. This was tortoise number two. Mr. Hoppy took tortoise number two out onto the balcony and gripped it in the claws of his tortoise catcher. Then he lowered it onto Mrs. Silver's balcony, right beside a nice fresh lettuce leaf. Tortoise number two had never eaten tender, juicy lettuce leaves before. It had only had thick old cabbage leaves. It loved the lettuce and started chomping away at it with great gusto. There followed a rather nervous 2 hours' wait for Mrs. Silver to return from work. Would she see any difference between the new tortoise and Alfie? It was going to be a tense moment. Out onto her balcony swept Mrs. Silver.
"Alfie, my darling," she cried out. "Mummy's back. Have you missed me?"
Mr. Hoppy, peering over his railing, but well hidden between two huge potted plants, held his breath. The new tortoise was still chomping away at the lettuce.
My, Alfie, you do seem hungry today," Mrs. Silver was saying. "It must be Mr. Hoppy's magic words I've been whispering to you."
Mr. Hoppy watched as Mrs. Silver picked the tortoise up and stroked his shell. Then she fished Mr. Hoppy's piece of paper out of her pocket, and holding the tortoise very close to her face, she whispered, reading from the paper,
"Easy o' trot, teg regib, regib. Emok, no, easy o' trot, warg poo,
Fap, poo, toos, poo, gnurps, poo, wolb, poo, loose, poo, eggrog, elsag, fats, plug, tap, no taff, isiotrot, tap, no taff, tig, no, tig, no, elbog, doof.